it's time for your horror medication. So make sure we're not going to be interrupted. Make sure that all windows are closed shut. Make sure no one or anything can open any doors from the outside. And make sure you sit down with the wall behind you, so you're prepared if anything comes for you. And if you're brave enough, I dare you to close your eyes right now. Keep them shut until I tell you to reopen them. You see, it's time for your rusty imagination to do some work. I want to talk to you about my girlfriend. I consulted with my doctor before talking to you. She wants me to be medicated and she advised me not to tell you anything. I talked to my priest and he told me never to return. Despite this professional and spiritual advice, I need to tell you about my girlfriend. I swear I've always been kind and respectful to her. Look, I ain't gonna break into a song, but when I first laid eyes on her, she was the only one I noticed in a crowded bar. I was the luckiest man in the world. She was interesting and interested in me. Last week, late night, lying in bed, she thought I was sleeping. She had no idea I was still awake. And I enjoyed watching her private moment. She removed her makeup, then undressed. That's what I thought she was doing at first, but she actually took her whole face off like a mask. She didn't undress. She removed all her skin. It peeled off like a bodysuit. I saw her for what she really is. She actually looks like what I imagined a red demon to be. A creature from a nightmare. She had a small head. Tall and thin, red-skinned body. Its skin is so thin I could see her organs and demon blood pumping around her wire-like veins. And there was this short black tail sticking out above its backside with what looked like a small mouth with no lips stuck on the end. If she was up front with me from the start and I knew she was some kind of demon, I'd never have started a relationship with her. She's kept a pretty major secret from me for over 6 months. Come to think of it, yeah. She's had total control over me. I've been under a spell. Until last week, when I saw her for what she really is. Then all those feelings I had for her, lust, respect and love, just went away. In an instant, her spell was broken. I'm scared of what she'll do now because she'll soon find out that I've been talking to her about her. She's an ugly demon and she's going to do what demons do and she's going to come for me. And although I don't know when and I don't know what she'll do, but I'm going to make sure I'm prepared to fight. I'll have to make sure the lying bitch can never come after me again. So hopefully you'll see me here online holding up her bleeding, severed head.
I'm a lying bitch, eh? I heard every word and don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. It didn't take me long to find you because you don't really ever leave this apartment. Honey, I'm here to help you. Your doctor, psychiatrist, and a couple of nurses are waiting for us outside. Come with me and I'll make sure you get the professional help you need. Just pack a small bag and I'll take care of everything else.
I never gave you a key. How did you get in?
You did. You just don't remember. Look, I could have walked away weeks ago, but I chose to do the right thing and stand by you until you're well.
I want you to leave. I never want to see you again. I know what you are.
Okay. I'll pack a bag for you. Once we leave, you can tell the doctor everything. Let's not keep them all waiting too long.
I'm gonna call the police. Just get out.
Okay, I'll leave and get the doctor to come up and have a chat.
You're talking bollocks. There's no doctor. Just get out.
I'm gonna leave, but before I do, you were right about me all along. I lied. I should have told you the truth about what I really am. There's no one waiting outside. I just wanted to get you out of this place so I don't have to clear up the bloody mess. I was going to enjoy throwing you over the iron safety railing outside of your front door, watching you falling fast down 12 floors to the solid concrete ground. That plan would have looked like a suicide. So now I'm just going to have to kill you right here, because you, my little man, have a big mouth, and it's time to shut you up. I'm a real demon, you got that right, and I'm going to enjoy going to work on you. I'm going to be the one that's going to go online holding up your bleeding, severed head. Then the world will witness my 50 razor-sharp, perfect white teeth bite down and tear off the skin from the top of your skull. I can't digest hair. Then I'll chew on your eyeballs and enjoy that sudden moment when the warm eye juice explodes in my mouth. I'll then suck out the insides of your skull through your empty eye sockets until all that's left will be the bones of your head. My favorite part of cranial food is drinking up the cerebrospinal fluid, which protects the brain and the skull. It's delicious. My Girlfriend, written by Bleeding Critic, narrated by me, Leanne Moonraven, and Bleeding Critic. You can open your eyes now. If you can't, then Bleeding Critic must have found a way to get inside your home, and he's glued your eyes together.